Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
This is The Drive. We got the meats. Keep that in mind. Here we are celebrating our 12th year on this radio program. And damn proud of it. And for many, many, many years, we've done Theater Thursday with Harry Duke. By the way, we had our Boho Buzz yesterday with Arts Editor Charlie Swanson from The Bohemian. And I noticed that you had written a review of the folks we had in last week from
Merman's Apprentice.
To play Ethel Merman Rides an Uber. Is that what was it called?
Merman's Apprentice.
Yeah.
It's a very good show.
And you liked it.
I did. I liked it a lot.
Okay, cool.
Perhaps I'll like The Good Doctor, which is what we're in today to talk about.
Intro our guests.
All right. Santa Rosa Junior College is getting ready to kick off their theatrical season. They're opening with a Neil Simon play. It's not a very well-known Neil Simon play because it's an adaptation of several Anton Chekhov stories. So if that seems a little odd to you, it certainly seems
it
a little odd to me. And here to talk about it, we've got a couple of the actors from the show and Leslie McCauley from SRJC. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
That's Haley Hollis and Riley Craig.
That is correct, sir. Thank you.
There you go.
Leslie, let's get a quick bit of business out of the way. Can you give us a quick update on the Burbank Auditorium renovations?
We moved in last week.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't. We're moving in January, and things are moving really swiftly. Even I was here a month ago, and we talked about it, and the progress in the last month has been pretty astounding. And, you know, we're to the point where, you know, they're saying, okay, the seats are being loaded in on this day, and the furniture's moving in on this day. So we're super excited.
Great. We all look forward to that. So you're getting ready to open The Good Doctor. If Leslie, again, if you could just give me a little bit of insight on how you select your season. You know, what goes in? We have you in here talking about the shows. We have all these companies in talking about the shows. But I don't think I've ever asked them, how do you choose what show you're going to do? How does that work at the JC?
We do it by committee. And I always serve on that committee. So my colleagues join me, and we toss names around. And we start in the fall, so we start a year in advance. And we try to come up with a season that is diverse in terms of style so that our students get, you know, a little bit of comedy, tragedy, farce, Shakespeare, musicals throughout the time that they're at the college. And, of course, we're always looking for scripts that are buildable within the time that we have and that have large casts because we're a college and we have to have large cast plays, which is why The Good Doctor fits so well into this. It's a series of vignettes, and each of the actors is in two of the vignettes.
All right, so for folks who aren't familiar with the term vignette,
vignette.
Steve, vignetti.
He thinks it's a French dish of some sort,
but
it's not.
It's Italian. I had some for dinner the other night. Vignetti.
Vignette. It's just a series of scenes that are thematically related and are based on Chekhov's farcical short stories that he wrote, and they're linked together by the narrator character, who is the writer with writer's block, which is actually represents Anton Chekhov, and Riley, who's sitting here, he plays the writer.
Right. So talk a bit about Chekhov. I mean, everyone's heard the name, but
yeah, well, theater people, you know, we bow down at the name of Chekhov.
Yeah.
But he's not really known for laugh-out-loud comedy, as opposed to Neil Simon, who is. So it's an interesting combination.
Right. Although, so Chekhov was writing the late 1800s, early 1900s in Russia, and along with Stanislavski, they basically changed the world of theater and founded realistic acting technique. So all modern actors owe everything to Stanislavski and
Stanislavski, yes, so many famous actors
prescribed to the method.
Yes, exactly.
So Chekhov really changed the whole landscape of playwriting, and he wrote what he thought were knockdown funny comedies. And we read them and we're like, oh my gosh, they're so full of melancholy. But it's a Russian sense of humor. And his early works really are pure farce. And several of these stories are pure farce.
Okay,
well,
Riley,
it must be funny, right? If Neil Simon
exactly
did it.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's an earlier Simon. It's about 1973 or so. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, ran respectably on Broadway, ended up with 5 Tony nominations. So there's some quality assumed in the production. Now, our actors here, Riley Craig and Haley Hollis, talk about how you, I'm interested in how you get into a show like this at the JC. What's the process that you guys have to go through?
Well, they have the audition process happens the first week of school. So as soon as we're there, they're telling us to come to auditions and to sign up for a slot. And then, you know, we show up, we get all the paperwork in order, and usually they encourage you to audition for both shows. They like to get as many people as possible. And it's very welcoming. It's easy, I think.
Now, did you have any idea anything about the show before you auditioned for it, Haley?
According to my director, I knew everything, but really no. I didn't read the show going in. I just went in with my audition piece, and on the first rehearsal, we read the whole show. So I just, when we went to the audition, not the audition, oh my goodness, the first rehearsal, we all read through the show, so we were kind of seeing what we were thrown into.
Is it like a table read that they
do
for films?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk about your character, Riley. You're playing the good doctor, correct?
Yes, you could say that. I'm playing the narrator who is sort of this amalgamation of Chekhov in this writer's blocked state, who's essentially welcoming the audience into his study where he writes and sharing these stories with them to see if they like them and try to get his juices flowing, if you will.
Now, are you involved in any of the vignettes other than the connecting material?
Yes, actually.
And what are you doing?
Well, there are some scenes that the narrator gets to interact with certain people. There's a scene on the docks with a sailor who is trying to sell him on his entertainment business. And there's also a scene where there's a girl auditioning for one of Chekhov's plays, and she auditions with a piece from The Three Sisters. And so there's some interaction there, which I think is really cool, because a lot of times narrators can be sort of an easy way to get the plot going or not really effective in the story. But this one, the narrator is very much connected with all of the pieces and in the structure of the
story. And Haley, I'm assuming you play more than one character?
Yeah, I am playing two characters. I am the defenseless creature and old woman, and they're very different.
Old woman.
Yes, the old woman.
So I guess you guys could afford prosthetics and makeup. And
we do have an excellent hair and makeup program at the JC, and we offer a certificate in it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about the vignettes you're involved in.
So the first one, the old woman, is a widowed lady who's sitting in a park, and another widowed man comes up. Is it a widowed man? Is
that widower.
Widower. He sees me, and we just have a little conversation, and it's actually the scene in the show where there is singing. There's no singing in the show, but there's a little singing in this scene.
There is some music.
Yeah, and it's just like how, as ourselves, we are wanting to be with someone so badly, but how do we do that after all these years of being with someone who's passed away? And it's like a really touching, sad scene, but it's just really nice.
Well, what about the sets? I mean, if there's all these vignettes, do the sets have to change?
We don't get to do scenery in this swing space that we're in, which is Newman Auditorium, which we've used for 18 years because it's a lecture hall. But what the set designer, Julia Kwitschoff, came up with is a panel that rotates, and it has Russian paintings on either side of it, and that rotates through and creates a little bit of scenery. But mainly the spectacle is created through gorgeous costumes by our student costume designer. She also did all of the wigs and the makeup on the show. Wow. Caitlin Clark, she's brilliant.
And to be clear, I'm assuming this is set in late 19th century Russia.
Yes.
Okay, late
1800s. Yes. Yeah, which actually just looks like Europe, because that was the style in Russia. Everybody was trying to dress like the French. But Haley plays the ironically named defenseless creature. Her character is far from defenseless. She's a kook. A kooky, fierce woman, which Haley is brilliant at.
And it's PG-13. Basically.
Yeah, only because there's just a little bit of kind of more mature subject matter at the end. And we thought, 13 feels good. But there's no language. There's no flashing of skin or anything like that.
No.
Maybe
no
an ankle
swearing
here.
In Russian?
I
don't
know. Like the last few.
No swearing in Russian?
No swearing.
Bummer.
All right. We've been talking about The Good Doctor, the opening production for the Santa Rosa Junior College Theater Arts Department. It opens tomorrow night, October 4th, running through October the 13th. It is at the Newman Auditorium on campus, and we have two pairs of tickets to give away to the first two callers at 707-636-1350. If you'll give Mike your name, your email address, and your phone number, someone from the JC Box office will be in touch with you to
and
talk about arranging those tickets.
Now here's Harry Duke with the official disclaimer.
Please, if you have won theater tickets on The Drive's Thursday Theater segment within the last 30 days, please give other folks an opportunity to call in and get those tickets. So again, that's 707-636-1350 for a pair of tickets to The Good Doctor at the SRJC opening tomorrow night.
Coming up on The Drive, actor-comedian Rob Schneider back with us, the Santa Rosa Police Chief Ray Navarro, Levi Leipheimer will be joining us. His Grand Fondo is this weekend, and there's a whole lot more yet to come. Want to thank Leslie McCauley. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And Haley Hollis, Riley Craig. Great to meet you guys.
Great being here.
Have a great run. It opens tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Okay. And it's SRJC.
TheaterArts.com.
The website.
SantaRosa.edu.
theaterarts.santarosa.edu.
All right, I got 3 seconds. Now I got two. Now I got nothing.